Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Monday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Get rolling here for the week before Thanksgiving, which is a full week. We don't have Tuesday off this week, Sue.
I know, it's a bummer.
It is a bummer. We're trying to think because we really liked having Tuesday off last week. The show kind of agreed, and we're trying to figure out if we could do that every week. And we can try. We can just see if we don't show up tomorrow and see what happens.
Yeah,
if the
I don't feel like
arrive,
taking that risk.
You don't really? You don't want to take that risk?
No.
We only have so many best ofs.
Well, I don't know about that, Fred. I don't know about that.
Ethan just confirmed.
No, we have plenty. What are you talking about? You better have a lot of best ofs for the end of the year.
I mean, we do.
We're doing great.
Okay. We're doing great.
We'll see what happens on that, because we do have, I'll be gone the whole week of Christmas, and then next week we're doing the show a week from today. Right now we will be at Helen Fitzgerald doing the show live for the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses. That's going to be a lot of fun. Some of that broadcast was just described to me, so I think it'll be a very busy room. I think we'll be in a little bit.
Yeah,
Fred's curious.
Tell me about it.
Well,
yeah.
Trisha just sort of gave me a little bit of the lowdown, but that will be fun. But then I'm going to be off the rest of next week. I have a grandchild coming in from Houston, and my son and his girlfriend, Natalie. So they're coming in on Monday afternoon. I want to make sure I can spend as much time with him as possible. By the way, I don't think I bragged on this on the air the other day. I did share this with Fred and Sue, but my son, and Sue, your brother's down in Houston.
Yeah.
My son works in his girlfriend at two different restaurants owned by a guy by the name of Mark Clayton. And you have gone to the restaurant my son works at, which is called Squabble.
And so good.
The Houston Chronicle came out with a list on Thursday evening of the best 100 restaurants in Houston. And Squabble came in at number 2.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, Houston is a serious food city. That is really impressive. But that place is awesome.
Is it expensive?
What does he do there?
Yes.
So it is expensive, yeah. So he's a cook. He prepares all the food, right? And Natalie's girlfriend is a sous chef, and she manages the other restaurant. But this guy's like James Beard nominated. He does everything from shucking the oysters. It's very technical. Like, if you've ever seen The Bear, that's kind of like his life. But he's learning at this point, you know. So he's in, I don't know if you want to call
it a
chef.
Does he want to eventually be a chef?
Well, we're going to find out next week. Because he also understands that the restaurant business is tough when you have, you know, it's tough no matter what. But if you have a 1-year-old, I think it's even tougher. But, you know, Sue, I talked to him yesterday. He goes, yeah, the Houston Chronicle is kind of like the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I said, oh, no. It is a big paper. The Post-Dispatch is a piece of crap, little tiny paper. The Houston Chronicle is one of the biggest papers in the country. So I am back from the woods of Howard County, and those of you who do not like hearing the deer slaying stories will be very, very happy this afternoon, because not hunting.
Again?
Yeah, apparently I was deer watching over the weekend, and I was not hunting. I'm on this streak. I don't know what it is. But let me start with the positive, because in the area that I live in, Fenton High Ridge, I don't have a ton of city lights, so I get to see, you know, the stars and everything. But man, I'll tell you what, when you're in the middle of Missouri, and I hunt in between Harrisburg and Fayette, which is northwest of Columbia, beautiful area up there. My friend Kevin Yeager and his farm and his mom, Sue. Kenny is their father. The patriarch of the family just passed away at the age of 90. And Kevin and Carlin, the two brothers that I've known for a long time, are nice enough to host me. And I'm really kind of the only non-family member that gets to go there. But as I walked out to my car, either to go out into the stand on Saturday morning or on Friday night and Saturday night, the sky was magical, and they were getting some amazing pictures of the Northern Lights. But I mean, the sky is just different. It's just beautiful. You see all the stars. I could see so many different satellites. So outside of my failure in the deer stand, I will say that just taking a moment to look at the sky and be in those beautiful surroundings, you guys know that I'm not, this may be an understatement, I'm not the most patient person on the planet, right? I was telling Ethan this because for whatever reason, when I'm in a deer stand or when I'm fishing, I can be a lot more patient. Now, you went out to hunt this. No, you didn't, because you go for Illinois.
Yeah.
Right. So here's the deal. I got skunked again. I saw so many deer, though. This is the thing, Sue. When you're out there in the deer stands and you don't see anything, it's pretty slow and it's boring. But I got out there Saturday morning, Saturday night. Yesterday morning was crazy because it got a little cooler and I was seeing all kinds of activity. I just didn't see anything that had enough antlers. I had one that walked in front of me 10 yards in front of me at 6:20 yesterday morning. It was technically probably not even shooting time, and I didn't shoot, but I was tempted, but the buck wasn't big enough. And then there was, Ethan, you'll like this. So I have a stand in the woods. This will only mean things to people who know about hunting. So one of my tree stands is in the actual woods, but then I have one that's on the edge of the woods where I see a food plot. So then I sit in that one in the evening typically because, you know, the sun goes down. And I chose to go to that box stand in the morning yesterday because I saw activity Saturday night. So at one point yesterday, I'm sitting out there, and there was somebody over the weekend said this, and this is sort of a meme, and I think people will understand it, and Ethan, you'll understand it. The loudest thing on the planet is squirrels during deer season.
Yep.
Seriously?
Because you're out there, and you're listening to see if you hear like little...
But leaves crunching.
These deer are so quiet, even when everything is as dry as it is. So the squirrels drive you nuts. Now, I've gotten to the point where I can kind of tell the difference between... You know, and I don't look at every squirrel, but your ear is kind of trained. You hear something, you look. So I'm sitting in this box stand, and I was kind of in a relaxed state where I could look out at the food plot, and I started hearing something. I'm like, I think there's a deer right underneath my stand. Like, right. So I try to be patient because if you make noise, you know, then you spook them. So I wasn't sure what was going on. So I very, very cautiously started looking out the window to my right. And sure as you know what, there was a doe that was right under my stand. I mean, I could have reached out and basically touched her, certainly with the tip of my rifle. But I showed Ethan the video. I just kind of let her, I think I did, didn't I? No, nope. I was showing Trisha that. I just let her saunter away and was waiting for, you know, Big Daddy Buck to come by, and it just didn't happen. So there you go. I have no meat in the freezer. I failed. The deer are alive. For those of you who cheer for the deer.
So the deer won.
The deer won. It's kind of like my golf game. I'm just completely defeated when it comes to golf and to deer hunting at this point.
Did anyone else in your party get one?
Oh, if you mean everyone, yes.
Okay.
I mean, the
you
bucks,
did send me pictures of some of the bucks that were killed.
Yeah.
And there were some really big bucks that were killed with your group.
We don't shoot does on the farm. So you don't, because then you might kill button bucks, and there's always a lot of bucks, just apparently not where I was. But yeah, everybody did very well. There were a few of us that, you know, that didn't. But again, I was happy because I'd have come back here real crabby if I didn't see anything. I'm like, what? Especially with all the other deer that were brought in. But no, I did not fire the weapon. So I might have to. One of these years, I might do that again. I don't know. Maybe before Alexa graduates high school, we'll have to see. But it was a great time, and I thank the Yeager clan because that's where I hunt. And this is where I got Oreo the bunny, right?
So, that's right.
Here's a true story for you. So I get home. I had both dogs boarded at No Leash Needed because Becky and Alexa are out west. They're coming back today. And I go to pick up, you know, the dogs, and the first thing that Max the puppy does is he goes up to some other dude that's in there. He doesn't even look at me. It's like, hey, I'm the one who saved your life, and he just doesn't pay any attention. But thankfully, when I got home, and I'm downstairs, I'm getting ready to watch the Packers game. I kind of cut out early yesterday because I knew the Packers were on at noon and the Chiefs on. And my little bunny Oreo came out hopping around, doing his little binky thing. He was so happy that I was home. And I'm telling you, you guys would not believe this, that a bunny can be that affectionate and come out. And he missed me, Sue. Oreo missed me.
I bet he did. I actually bet he did.
He did. Hey, guess what? This is a huge day. It's a huge week. I'm very excited. He's going to join us here in a couple of minutes. Scott Jennings' book finally comes out tomorrow. And, you know, we kind of take this very personally because he's a part of our show and has been for a long time. He's a very close personal friend. And this is cool, Sue. So Joe Arnold, who I introduced to the audience when I was on KMOX before we even knew Scott Jennings, because Joe was our go-to guy in Louisville. He used to work at WHAS radio and television, and he was our Kentucky Derby guy. And that's kind of the way almost 30 years ago I became friends with him, because he was working with Scott Jennings at WHAS radio. So we air Scott's one-hour Salem show at 8 p.m. And tonight, the show will actually be Joe interviewing Scott about his book and playing some audio clips, etc., which I think is really cool. So we're going to bookend our show today and take a little ownership of our relationship with Mr. Jennings. And Scott's going to join me here in just a couple of minutes as we get started. Joe's going to kind of join us at the tail end of the show at 5:30, and he'll kind of preview the show tonight that they'll do. This is a very exciting time for Jennings.
That's really cool.
I mean, he'll tell you that he never thought he'd be writing a book, you know, with the president's stamp of approval, etc. So that was a crazy period. And again, I think a lot of this started with that first debate, Fred, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was the reaction after the first debate on CNN, and then he starts getting a lot of support and followers, and then he gets into this, you know, different territory. We also have J. Peter Zane. Peter's great on politics. He's going to talk about the shutdown and the aftermath of that. I mentioned this the other day briefly, that they're not having the Thanksgiving Day parade on Thanksgiving. They have changed it to Saturday. Now,
what?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know this.
Well, a lot of people don't know this. So we're going to talk about it. Now, there is a method to the madness, okay?
Oh, there is.
I think so. I heard a little bit about why they're doing this. And Ken Mallon, who is the chair of Holiday St. Louis, is going to join us. Because they're doing it Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's not this Saturday.
Oh, I see.
It's not on Thursday. It's not. So it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But there's a reason for that. We will let them explain in the next hour. We'll have Mike Archer, who's on the St. Louis County Council. They got a lot of debt issues in St. Louis County. And, of course, are we going to get a tax increase? Are they going to cut the budget? We'll find out. We have Cusimano this afternoon. And then there was a real interesting piece that I saw in the Wall Street Journal today, which I think it was a little clickbait. It was why we could use a long bear market. As someone looking at his 401k and stocks, I'm like, no, I don't think
Please,
so. Right,
no.
Fred? We don't want a bear market. But again, this is one of those things where, and we're going to have Dave Simons come on and explain this, that maybe a correction is not the worst thing for investors, and we'll explain all that. We'll have Joe, and we'll have an audio cut of the day. Scott Jennings, the brand new book, is out tomorrow. It's called The Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. He's coming up next. Well, this is a big, big week for my friend Scott Jennings, and I know that he's excited. His brand new book is out tomorrow, The Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Jennings, how are you this afternoon?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
See if I can get them. Scott, how are you?
I am great. I'm pumped. I mean, this has been in the works all year long, and I've now held it in my hand. It's kind of crazy to have a book in your hand with your name on it and the picture of the president on the front, but here we are, and you can tomorrow morning go to your local bookstore in St. Louis and pick it up.
Well, usually I like to keep things as a complete surprise, but since you talked about the cover of the book, I'm just going to tease this a little bit. And I'm not going to tell you that it's from me, because I really don't think it's from me. It's from the audience that you have, you know, come to become fans of yours here in St. Louis. There's a really cool thing that a listener of mine wanted to do for you, and I had him do it. And you're going to get it in the mail. It won't even be my return address. But you open that, you'll know it's from here. And again, it's not from me. Just remember that. It's from the listeners in St. Louis. Will you do that for me?
I will look at this, and I will call you with reaction immediately, and boy, do I love the people of St. Louis. You know, it's like my spiritual home. I'm from Western Kentucky, but St. Louis is where my heart is because of the Cardinals, and so I'm grateful for everyone there.
You know, I sit here with my iPad every day, Jennings, and I don't know if you're an Apple guy, but my photos rotate, right? And the photo last week that came up was when you and I met for the first time at the Derby in 2018. Joe had, you know, introduced us before that, and you were doing interviews when I was on KMOX, but that was like the first time I met you in person, and it's been amazing ever since, not because of me, but your rocket to superstardom here has been very interesting for someone like me to track.
Look at all the things that have happened since 2018. I mean, goodness gracious, we went through the two presidential elections, the fall of Trump, the rise of Trump, COVID. I mean, all the things that have happened in the world, just it's remarkable what we've lived through together on the air often. And I cherish our engagements together, Mark, and I can't thank you enough for the interview today about the book.
Well, so how did this all come together? Was this Scott Jennings' idea? Was it Trump's idea? Did it all come together kind of symbiotically, if you will, at the same time? How did it come about?
You know, after the election, some people were talking to me about writing a book, and I wasn't quite sure what to do. And then I heard the president's inaugural address, and he used this phrase, a revolution of common sense. And I thought, boy, that is a succinct encapsulation of the political branding that he uses. And it would be a great book title. So I took the idea, kind of wrote up a little, you know, an idea for the book. I started talking to some publishers. I went to talk to the president about it. I pitched him on it on February the 10th. And he was like, yep, I'll cooperate. And it was off and running from there.
So how do you make a pitch to the president of the United States, especially this one, and say, hey, Mr. President, I'd like to write a book about you?
I walked into the Oval Office and sat through about a 2-hour cabinet meeting. And then at the end of it, he had called me up to the Resolute desk. And I just said, look, you know, I think 100 people are going to write books about you that are crapping on you, that are, you know, saying everything's terrible. And you know what they do to you. I think you should work with somebody who likes you, who voted for you, who believes in what you're doing, so we can tell the real story about how you revolutionize governing. I think you already revolutionized campaigning, but you're changing everything. This is a transformative period, and you know, you've already hit the ground running in this administration. And he crossed his arms and he stuck his lip out and he said, well, how do you know it's going to go well? And I said, we're off to a good start so far. I think you'll be pleased with it. I know most of your supporters are going to be pleased with it. And he said, okay, great. Call me next week. So we were off and running at that point.
Is it narrowly focused then on those first 120 days? Not that that's narrow, but the first part of the presidency, right?
Yeah, the first 100 days makes up the bulk of the book. And the prologue is me meeting Trump for the first time early on. And the epilogue is me flying to Michigan with him on his 100th day in office. Now, I did talk to some people in May and June, some things that happened in May and June. I did get into the book during the editing process, but a lot of it is about just him storming back into Washington and smashing into the bureaucracy, smashing into the media, and smashing into the Democrats, and honestly, running them all over, because that's exactly what he did.
How much do you spend, you know, you're obviously, you became popular in this country because of the media. You already had your company in Kentucky, Run Switch. You were in the Bush administration, worked for Senator McConnell. But obviously, the media is a different game. And, you know, when that, I think I would point to that first debate last summer, and I tuned in. I remember telling the audience the CNN reaction with Van Jones and Axelrod and you, it was very, very unique. And that's maybe organically when your followers started to really, really, you know, head up and skyrocket. But how much do you talk about the media and some of the media malpractice in this book?
Oh, a fair amount. I talk a lot about how Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, has changed the way the press briefings work. I talk about how the media kind of lost its mind. You know, on election night last year, I called it the political information distribution complex. I mean, that's essentially what Trump had defeated. And I've got quite a bit of material in the book here, and I focus in on the Associated Press as a core example of just how a trusted news outlet has turned into a shell of its former self. I mean, it's a farce. What they do, and a lot of it has to do with the infiltration of these institutions like the media by the far left. They infiltrated, they co-opted, and they turned these things into mouthpieces for their ideologies, not necessarily for journalism or for the truth. And that's, of course, why the media is held in such low regard by the American people right now.
I agree with you that A Revolution of Common Sense is a great title, but I like the subtitle because I think the subtitle is very important. That's how Donald Trump stormed Washington in this part, fought for Western civilization. Because, Scott, in my mind, that's a real important part of all this that's going on. And a lot of us didn't like Donald Trump for a while, maybe back in that first term, including the vice president. But we are on this battle for Western civilization, whether it's the situation that's unfurled with Hamas and Israel and the reaction in this country. But that is really, as an American, very important to some of us, including a lot of your fans here in St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh. It's the biggest thing going on in the world. And, you know, look, I'm like you. I had my ups and downs with Trump. And, you know, like most politicians, I don't love everything he does or says. And that's true of everybody I've ever known or worked for in politics. But the larger battle is what sobered me up.
Yeah.
And the larger battle is the West going to survive the Judeo-Christian framework of our culture that has served us for 3,000 years, that has, you know, was the underpinning of the founding of our country? Is this going to survive? Or are we going to be overrun by ideologies that are the enemies of human freedom? I mean, what's at stake? Our way of life, free speech, our rights, what happens to women, what we teach our children, everything is at stake. And so are we having our day-to-day political battles and political ups and downs? Sure. But you can't take your eye off the ball. The future of the West is what's really happening. And I don't know if the president knew he was signing up for this, but he's our leader at this time. He's on the wall. And that's why I've been supporting him so strongly, because he's got enemies out there that would love to tear out the American experiment root and branch.
Well, one of the reasons it was so important for me for Trump to win last year, and I'm being serious, is because we're on the cusp here of our, you know, 250th anniversary. And I remember 1976, and it was a big deal. And I couldn't even fathom trusting Kamala Harris or that team with this anniversary. And everything you just said there in the description of, you know, the fight for Western civilization, I hope that that's part of the messaging next year, because Americans, and apparently after last week with Mom Donnie and all this 2 weeks ago, some young Americans need to be reminded of some of these things, Jennings.
Look, the Democratic Party has been believe the American founding and the American experiment is rotten at the core, and they think it should be ripped out root and branch and replaced with something very, very different, very un-American in our eyes. And the 250th anniversary of our country is a good chance to remind ourselves we live in the greatest country on earth, the greatest nation ever conceived, the most freedom any group of people have ever had. That's what we have, and it's invaluable. And you have people out there who are unabashedly trying to take it away from us using our own political system. I am with you. We have an election coming up next year. It's a perfect time to remind people what's at stake. We're not just arguing about, you know, the quibbling issues of the day. The future of our country is at stake, and I mean the way we do it, our way of life, the American system, that's what's on the ballot.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that 100%. So Bill Maher calls you Lonely Scott. I always like that nickname. Is he going to have you on for the book?
We're working on it. I've got a ton of media interviews scheduled, lots of podcasts, lots of stuff. I did CNN on Sunday morning. I'm back on Abby Phillip tonight with it. So we're working on it. I think it's in discussion for January.
Will Fox even touch you just because you're a competitor? Will they not?
We've been discussing it, and it's been difficult. Just to be candid with you, I don't think they want to have a CNN guy on. But it's funny because every time I turn on Fox, they're playing a clip of something I do on CNN. But then when my book comes out, it's a little different story. But we'll see. Maybe I'll sneak on there. We're working on it.
I can, you know, see Kilmeade, maybe the radio show, because there's no, you know, I don't know why he wouldn't do that. I'll put the good word in. Not that you need the good word, but you should get as much exposure as you possibly can. I looked at, you know, your schedule is pretty full. You're doing something with the Manhattan Institute, like in Manhattan this week, aren't you?
I am Wednesday, Midtown Manhattan. Boy, do we have RSVPs coming out the wazoo for that thing. It's been a huge response. And then I'm down at Mar-a-Lago at a big gala, the America First Policy Institute. And then Saturday morning, I'm at the Vero Beach Center there on the Treasure Coast. And we've got a ton of people coming out for that. So we're off and running. This morning, I was in San Antonio, Texas. I spoke at the Republican Governor's Association, Governor Kemp. I guess that was technically my first event. And I signed my first. So we're off and running.
Nice, nice. All right, listen, good luck with everything. I know that you're just jammed up completely, and I appreciate that you squoze us in here on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, tonight we air your show. So our mutual friend, I referred to him at the beginning, Joe Arnold, who made this connection, and you're one of your best friends. Is he interviewing you for this book?
Yes, he is. Tonight at 8 o'clock in St. Louis, you can hear my interview with Joe Arnold about the book, talk about the origins of the book and some of the stories. We've got some exclusive audio from my conversation with Marco Rubio that we're going to play, and I think some audio maybe from Scott Bessent as well from my conversation with the Treasury Secretary. By the way, I'm just going to put a plug in for myself. I was going back through some of the chapters today.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff that Elon Musk said to me, I mean, my eyes fell out of my head, and I'm the one that wrote it. I went back through, and I'm like, holy moly, you're going to want to hear what Elon had. If you got to buy this book, if for no other reason than to read the Elon chapter. You will. I interviewed him on the 101st day of the administration in the White House. Some of these quotes are eye-popping.
Yeah, I remember when we went to that baseball game, you told me a little bit about that, so I'm looking forward to it. Well, good luck with everything, and guess what? Our friend Joe Arnold's going to give us his perspective on this in the 5 o'clock hour tonight right here on 97.1 FM Talk. So Jennings, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. See you, pal.
Well, AOC and others want to see Chuck Schumer go when it comes to Senate leadership. He says, nope, I'm not going anywhere.
I am doing what I have done for my whole career. I'm fighting hard to bring Americans' costs down. I'm fighting hard to deliver for New York. I've done that my whole career. I'm going to continue to do that, period.
Well, we'll see how that turns out for him. I got to admit that we got a couple of people in the Republican Party that probably and maybe are stepping away, like Mitch McConnell, but good God, why wait till the end of your term? Let's just get it moving. Peter Zane is back with us this afternoon, editor at Real Clear Investigations, wrote a great piece about the shutdown and the aftermath of the shutdown. Good afternoon, Peter. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I used to live in New York, so I got to vote against Schumer multiple times.
Well, let's start there, just with the dynamics with Mamdani and Schumer and AOC and younger people voting. I mean, just what was your reaction to what happened? Obviously, some of us were a little disappointed. I was realistic, though. These are blue states. You knew Mamdani was going to win. The margins were, you know, significant. But I think, Peter, the one thing that's fascinating is younger women in particular who came out in these elections.
Oh, well, we did a story in Real Clear Investigations a couple of years ago about how the tremendous divide between especially single women and the rest of the population, and they are, except for African Americans now, the most reliable voting bloc for Democrats. And you basically don't really have we often talk about Democrat versus Republican, it's tribal, it's ideological. It's really a gender split at this point.
Yeah, and is it just because, I mean, what's the theory there? Because here's what I know. Here's a realistic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Stick example. My wife's on an airplane right now heading back from Boulder. She was out there with my daughter, so I know she's not listening. I may be able to get away with some of this. She's got a group of friends from Milwaukee where she grew up. And, you know, it's a friend text string. A lot of us have this. But 80% of the friends on the text stream have Trump derangement syndrome, right? All these young women. And they don't, these are people who don't work. Their husbands work, so they're not really, for the most part, working. But they are so obsessed. I mean, so obsessed with Trump. Every day, and it's kind of rude to the other people on the text stream, but every day, their energy and their focus is on hating Trump.
Think how much of that, you know, we're going to generalize here, but I think that their generalizations arise because they describe some aspects of reality. When you talk to people, why do you dislike Trump so much? It's always personal. I mean, really, that Hollywood Access interview was the key thing where he talked about women allowing you to take advantage of them in certain circumstances. And so, you know, the gender politics are ones when you think about stereotypical aspects, how women look at the world, you know, vulnerability, fragility, relationships with people, compromise, caring for others, nurturing, mothering, all of these things, you know, are at odds with how men typically see the world. Well. And the Democrats speak much more to the vulnerability, the nurturing, the I'll make it okay for you than Republicans and men do in general.
Right. In general, I think that that's fair. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So then that kind of gets us to the government shutdown. It goes on forever. In my mind, I think in yours too, Peter, the Democrats got nothing. They got nothing in return whatsoever. But then as soon as they fail on that, as you astutely notice, they pivot right to Epstein, right? And the Epstein pivot is kind of exposed relatively quickly as well.
You know, it is an endless war against Trump and the Republicans. And the minute you just think about this, the minute Mueller cleared Trump of the Russiagate hoax, they impeached him over the call with the Ukrainians. It's a never-ending assault, undermining all the norms of our democracy. I get in discussions all the time with most of the people I know are liberals, leftists, vote for Democrats, and they say, well, both sides do it. And both sides don't do it. What they have done, from Russiagate to lying about the Hunter Biden laptop to you know, all the COVID shenanigans with the voting, there's no equivalence on the other side. And this shutdown was yet another example of them taking a weak hand and doing what they could. And believe me, one of the things that kept it going was the polls show that they somehow Republicans who were voting to reopen the government were blamed just as much as Democrats were. And so they saw it to their advantage.
Now, I think I sense this in your piece. They have a built-in advantage because, let's face it, the way that the legacy media spins these yarns, and you just mentioned several of them, and I will say this. I found a couple of moments in the past few weeks where Kristen Welker at NBC and the Meet the Press actually, you know, called BS on some of the Democrats, and I saw a little bit of pushback on CNN, maybe even on MSNBC. But for the most part, the Democrats got allowed to get away with their talking points that it's the Republicans that were the ones who were shutting down the government, and they had the legacy media narrative. So they were kind of riding on that a little bit as well.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that it's funny, you do this job enough and you forget insights that you had before. But one of the things we used to talk about 10 years ago when they really started trotting out this, you're all a bunch of racists, you're bitter clingers, sticking to your guns. You know, one thing the Democrats absolutely believe is they're right on every issue. And if you disagree with them, it's because you're stupid or you're morally bankrupt.
Right.
And so the shutdown then gets cast as, well, if the Republicans don't want to go along with the ACA extensions of the sweeteners, it's they're standing in the way of what good government is. So it's their fault because they're not agreeing to do what's right. And the underlying media narrative is always that you are obstructing because you're not giving the Democrats exactly what you want. And then the Epstein pivot, I mean, I'll tell you a funny thing. I actually wrote that column. They were supposed to publish it on a Thursday, and they had to hold it till Friday. So I rewrote it to include the Epstein thing because all of a sudden that was all that was in the news. And that is really filtering back to what you were saying before about the gender politics. Because the Epstein issue is the Trump is a misogynist pig, you know, writ large. That is why they have pushed that narrative so hard, even though he's actually the only guy that ever called him out. He seems to be the only guy who, of all the rich people that knew Epstein, that said, he's a creep, I don't want to have anything to do with him. Just like he is, in all honesty, probably one of the few people who did real estate in New York for 40 years who didn't break the law.
Well, there's that. Here's what Trump said about Epstein today.
No matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages. And it's just a Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans. Now, I believe that many of the people that we, some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. But they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party, including the fact that the Democrats are totally blamed for the shutdown. You know, they cost our country hundreds of billions of dollars with that, at a lot of inconvenience. So I'm for any, I don't, they can do whatever they want. We'll give them everything. Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much because, honestly, I don't want to take it away from us.
So, you know, one of the questions I was having, and I apologize, Peter, that was a longer soundbite, but I wanted to get it all in there. But, you know, maybe some people would say, well, why didn't you say that months ago?
So I think that in a weird way, and it just occurred to me now, so I haven't really thought this through, but it almost speaks to a consistency of his character, that he is tired of letting them put forward nonsense narrative.
Right.
And that overrode his political judgment, which should have been, let's just get this out and get it over with. I think he is so sick and tired of them constantly bringing up nonsense against him. And I think that probably led to a miscalculation that has kept this story alive longer. But I understand the impulse.
Yeah. No, I do too. And you know, there was a little nuance to that soundbite that I want to point out as well, because he has used the word hoax before in association with this. And clearly, and I think he made it, he's not talking about Jeffrey Epstein, the abuse of these young women, whatever might have taken place. That is not a hoax. But he even said, he said the word, the way it relates, because the Democrats are trying to make this about politics, even though there were some Democrats that were hanging with Jeffrey Jeffrey Epstein, even former presidents like Bill Clinton. But they try to make it a political issue. And again, this is one of those advantages that they have with the media. Half the time, I think a lot of the Democrats that are screaming about this, they have no idea what they're screaming about. They just like to say, Epstein files, right?
So we did a story at Real Clear Investigations about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Stacey Plaskett, who is the Democratic representative to the Virgin Islands in Congress, she is knee-deep in Epstein stuff. It's so dirty you can't believe it. The Washington Post did a story 4 days ago when these emails came out that Epstein was actually coaching her during a Michael Cohen hearing. So the fact that the mainstream media has completely ignored that story. She's a sitting member of Congress who was so involved, because Epstein, of course, had his Pleasure Island was down in the Virgin Islands. He was deeply involved.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, wow. Well, it's all fascinating. We'll see. I've never been, and I'm not trying to, minimize the damage that Epstein and some of the folks around him inflicted on women in no way, shape, or form. But the way that this has just become all about politics and Trump, just, I tune out because you just don't know what's true. And I just release it all, like he said, and get it out there and then see what happens. But they'll still lie about
it. Can I say one other quick thing?
Yeah.
This is just another sign of how amoral all of these people are, because the emails have shown you Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, all of these people were hanging. Katie Couric went to dinner with this guy after he got out of jail for his previous conviction.
I didn't know that.
So they were fine with him. The media ignored this story till the Democrats said, "We got nothing. We got nothing here." You remember when they first brought this back? He was winning day after day after day, and this is when they started to change the narrative. Was by resurrecting this. Until then, these people couldn't have cared less about any of those victims and what this guy did.
Awesome stuff as always. Peter Zane, thanks for jumping on here with me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course.
All right, take care. Oh, we got a Monday edition of Sue's News coming up here after the top of the hour. We are going to be broadcasting live from Helen Fitzgerald's, which is a great bar, sports bar, location at Lindbergh and 44, right around that area. We're going to be there a week from today. The whole team will be out there, Ethan and Fred and Sue. It's going to be the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses. Now, that event, of course, takes place a week from Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, and that's at Enterprise Center. It's always a huge night. The firefighters and the police officers in great boxing matches that they have prepared for literally months in some cases. We have a pair of tickets to give away right now to caller number 4 on the contest line. Daniel will take your call, 314-241-9797. You get a pair of tickets for Guns N' Hoses. And this is all to help Backstoppers. So keep in mind, it's all for a great cause. Caller number 4, you're a winner at 241-9797. And I would probably say if you haven't started dialing by this point, you're probably not going to win the tickets. But I do have more to give away later in the week. We also have some Foreigner and Leonard Skinner tickets. I find that a very interesting pairing on August 6th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater next summer. I like both those bands. Foreigner doesn't have much in the original members left, and I don't know that Leonard Skinner does. But we have tickets to give away, and we'll do that a little bit later this afternoon as well. I have a bunch of audio that I want to get to, but I'm running out of time for this hour, so that will have to wait. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Also, this was something I mentioned on Fridays, and I think there's an explanation for this. I had someone tell me, a couple people tell me, hey, they've changed the Thanksgiving Day parade from not Thanksgiving morning downtown to next Saturday in the afternoon. Why is that? In fact, it is going to happen. We have Ken Mallon, who's the chair of holidays in St. Louis, is going to give us all the details on that, why they moved it to Saturday, what's going on with the holiday celebration in downtown St. Louis. Again, I think there's a method to the madness, but we'll find out after the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.